Poll: Voters have Biden remorse, Republicans lead in 85 battleground congressional districts. By Katherine Hamilton on October 26, 2021. The National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, released a Democrat-damning poll report on Tuesday, showing the GOP leading on the generic ballot in 85 battleground congressional districts, 43% to 40%. It is not just that the Biden honeymoon is over. Voters are now having Biden remorse due to Democrats' incompetence. According to the report, which was conducted October 16 to 21, 2021, among 1,000 voters, President Joe Biden's overall approval has flipped from 51% approve minus 45% disapprove in July to 45% approve, 51% disapprove in October. According to the report, the shift in approval is almost entirely coming from independent voters, a segment which played a pivotal role in getting him elected. 39% of independents approve and 54% disapprove of Biden's performance, the report states. According to the poll, many of the groups that powered Biden to the presidency have now soured on him, as he is underwater with Hispanics, minus 5%, and college-educated white voters, minus 3%. A majority of voters, 53%, do not believe Joe Biden is competently running the country. Among independents, 62% do not believe Biden is competent. Republicans now lead across 85 battleground congressional districts as a result of Democrats' incompetence. According to the report, which found that the GOP is leading with independents by 8%, 35% GOP-27% Democrat. Republicans have also swayed college-educated white voters who supported Biden in 2020 by 3%, 44% GOP-41% Democrat. Furthermore, Republicans continue to gain ground with Hispanic voters. The generic ballot in battleground districts shows Republicans and Democrats tied 42% to 42% in this demographic. Republicans have a decisive advantage on the issues most important to voters, according to the poll. When voters were asked to list the top issues they would like Biden and Congress to hone in on, they listed jobs and the economy, 16%, border security, 15%, and inflation/cost of living, 12%. Notably, other polls have found that voters are extremely disappointed with Biden's leadership in these areas. Republicans, according to the poll, have an advantage among voters on which party can best handle these issues, an advantage which has increased since the summertime. Among independents, Republicans have a plus 37% advantage on the border, plus 24% advantage on making the country prosperous, plus 18% advantage on jobs and the economy, and plus 9% advantage on cost of living, the report states. Overall, the report concluded that voters understand the negative consequences of Democrats' policies. In battleground districts, 59% of voters say government is doing too many things compared to 35% who would like the government to do more. The trend is even stronger among independents, 62% of whom think the government is doing too much versus 31% who want more action. Voters also think Democrats' agenda will raise their own taxes, a sentiment which has grown 6% from 51% in July to 57% in October as Democrats smooth out their final proposal. More importantly, 66% of voters say the Democrats' proposed spending will increase their own cost of living, while just 5% say the bill would bring their cost of living down, according to the report. In addition to voters' belief that Democrats are over-legislating spendthrifts, voters do not think Democrats do a good job enforcing laws that already exist. A majority, 52%, of voters say Democrats do not enforce our nation's laws, especially regarding violent crime, the border, and illegal drugs, the report found. 58% of voters also believe the defund the police movement, which is widely supported by Democrats, has caused crime to go up. In contrast, voters trust Republicans to keep American communities safe from crime by 13%, 45% GOP, 32% Democrat.